Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sister's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening today, for her salvation, her safekeeping, and everything that's spiritually dangerous for her to be revealed and removed, and for her to truly be honest in her heart and repent and obedient to your Holy Spirit, and endure all the way until the end and finish, and to have a heart to fight and love her loved ones, anybody that you've placed in her life, and to really care about their soul and their salvation and their safekeeping, and to lay down her own life and to put everything that's for you and for others and that are on their way to hell first. Ask all these prayers you place in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so talking about just recapping, we're going through Isaiah 33, I think it is, right? Where it's talking about, where is this during laying out a format for like a blueprint on how judgment goes, which is, where is the scribe, where is the receiver during times of judgment, okay? Because during times of judgment, everything that's not solid in the truth of the truth of the Spirit, okay, and the truth of the gospel and the word of God, all these doctrines are going to fall away, and they're going to be dangerous, and you're going to find out that demons are actually going to show up and use them to try and trick you. Okay, the pre-trib doctrine, you are going, I've seen it firsthand, spirits will show up, okay, and they will try and deceive you, make you think, oh, it's all over, you're done. Look, there it goes. There's your doorway to the end of your trial. Once again, I'm not talking about during times of judgment, you being, if your life is tucked away and hidden in Christ, you being appointed judgment, you're covered, okay, through Christ Jesus, you're being provided for, but you're still enduring persecution and you're still suffering. Okay. It's still a challenge. Okay. Okay. You're still going through tribulation and you want your trial to end. You want to see Christ arrive in your situation. Okay. The end. Okay. The finish line. You want it there. Okay. Cause you're suffering. Okay. In a good way, the way Christ suffered. It's not a bad thing, but it's difficult. And the pre-trib doctrine will, it cuts your trial short, okay, as if it's all over, and you'll see spirits show up, and if you fall for it, okay, you're going to find yourself falling hard in your heart, okay. It's dangerous eternally towards the end, okay. I'm talking about like the big time of judgment, but just in the smaller version of your trials, especially during times of judgment, you're going to see them show up, oh look, and you know, perform some sort of, you know, deception. Look, it's all over. Just go over here and everything's going to be okay. It's over. And you go, you rest on that, and it gets pulled from underneath you because it's not true. It's not him. And you fall and you feel like your God has left you. Extremely dangerous stuff. Okay. So talking about the five wise and the five foolish virgins, okay, the ones who are wise go, no, I've got a rough road ahead. I'm listening to the Holy Spirit. Okay. He's telling me this is going to be a long, hard journey. So today, as the Spirit is taking me through my trial, today, I'm not there yet, but today I'm going through a trial. Okay. And you know what? I've got the fear of God inside of me. I can see, okay, I've got a really long, rough road ahead of me. Hard, rough road ahead. So it would be wise in this trial for me to pray different. Okay. Lord, help me finish this trial perfectly. Let me get every last thing I need from it. Your trial changes. You're not just trying to finish your trial and have it over. Okay. You're looking at your trial as an opportunity to gather and gain as much as you can from the Spirit and grow as much as you can from the Spirit. You're filled with faith. You know for certain your trial will end. It will be okay. God will keep his promises. Okay. But your goal is not just to finish the trial. Your goal, because you're a wise virgin, and you can see I've got a long, rough road ahead of me. Okay. A difficult, dark journey. And I want to be ready. So today, when I'm going through this trial, I'm going to pray, Father, help me get everything I can from this trial. Every last drop of oil. Everything I can learn from this trial, every last way that I can grow and increase in the Spirit in this trial, everything that I can learn in this trial, okay, every gift I can get in this trial, every area where I'm weak, okay, that I can be strengthened in this trial in those spots, This trial will end, I believe, with my whole heart. But it's not just about today, it's about tomorrow. It's about the end, that long, hard road ahead where I'm not going to be whisked away. Okay, I will. It talks about the rapture. I'm not saying it doesn't happen. It does. The rapture does happen. But 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 1 through 4 says it will happen after the falling away. So you want to get through that so you don't get deceived. And after the revealing of the Antichrist. We're going to see him. So you know you've got persecution ahead if you're going to see the Antichrist. Okay, 1 plus 1 equals 2. Okay, so you're thinking to yourself today, right now, in this trial, this is my chance, and I fear God. Listen to me, ladies. Please know that I love you, and I'm telling you this because it's the truth. It's the truth. It's the truth. Today, in your trials, be wise. Be a wise virgin. Today. Every last trial you're going through, trust in God's word, trust in his promises. Don't be wavering in faith. That is a waste of time. It's useless. Believe in the word of God. Believe he keeps his promises. Believe he is who he is, and change your attitude. Be looking to grow, be looking to change, be looking for your oil as much as you can get, every last drop from every last trial. Okay? Don't waste time doubting. Don't waste time on things like that. That is useless. Okay? Be a wise virgin. Focus on getting all of your oil. And don't be foolish like these who think that their trial is going to end early. They're going to be whisked away. Nothing's bad is going to happen. There won't be any persecution, any tribulation. No, you've got suffering ahead. The Bible says so. Okay? You're going to see the Antichrist. Okay? If you live to that point, okay? Because I don't know when that point will take place. But you need to now have a heart and mind to get ready for it, ladies. Have that way of thinking. Okay, and stay away from something that says, oh no, don't do that. It just sounds terrifying when you really are filled with spirit and you really understand these things. That is terrifying. Okay, for something to come and tell you, don't get your oil ready. Don't get everything you need out of this trial. You're going to be whisked away. It's going to be fine. You don't need all that. You're going to be gone. No. Be wise. Don't listen to that stuff. Okay, get yourself ready. Okay, the rapture does come. It does talk about it. But once again, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 1 through 4 says it will happen after the falling away. That's a rough trial right there, ladies. You need to get through that. After the revealing of the Antichrist. Okay, worst persecution in the history of the world. That's the Antichrist, ladies. Okay, so today, prepare yourself in your hearts. Today, get yourself ready. Today, get your oil. Today, change your attitude and be a wise virgin. Let's go ahead and leave it there. Father, I just ask for any sister starting her day, that she just cleaves to you, Father, and just has her eyes open throughout the day in ways that she can grow for you and serve you. Ask all these prayers you've always sent in Jesus' name. Amen.